Okay, he is, of course, our fantasy footy expert. I talk of Josh Jenkins, and he joins us now. JJ, good evening.
Hi, Vic, how are you?
Yeah, we are Joshy. Very well. How did you fare last week as we move into the eve of the finals almost?
Semi-finals this week.
Yeah, yes.
Fared ordinarily, Vic. I've got a question for you to start us off.
And yep.
It's in relevance to how my side went.
Okay.
What do Heath Shaw, Luke Dalhouse, listen for the quality, Robbie Gray, Clay Smith, Sam Mitchell, Dane Zorko and Lance Franklin all have in common?
Well, I'm guessing you've got them all in your team, and
yep.
I'm guessing they must have been flat last week.
Not one of them managed over 85 points last week.
Oh, wait, my heart so bleeds for you.
Half my bloody side, and it was tough times. When Sam Mitchell brought him in as a blue chipper, and he... first time in about 3 years he's had under 30 disposals, but never mind. There's always next week. Hopefully, those guys that are in the semi-finals, they can get some trades happening. Bring in a guy like Luke Hodge, finals footy, Rowie. That's the guy you call on in real life. So you may as well call on him in fantasy football. He's got rid of the arm guard. He looks like he's almost back to 100% fitness.
He's ready to explode, and you're right. He likes the big stage. It's going to be a combative game, you'd think. Hawthorn taking on the Kangaroos. Now, you're reaching the semi-finals. What about, give us some thoughts on the skipper, because it's in the big games, you need to get the skipper right.
Well, it is the captain's call, Bix, and I know you do have a captain's call. So I'm going to throw it back at you.
Yep.
Now, I've got three options for you here.
Mm-hmm.
And Martin be the one that's the obvious one we've had all year, Dangerfield v. Richmond. The second one is Tom Rockliffe, the accumulator, v. Carlton. Could be a winnable game for Brisbane, and they'll be out to hopefully bounce back after a big loss to us last week. And the third one, which might please too many of your listeners, but Max Gawn against Port Adelaide.
Mm.
Big Max went off last week. So of those three, Dick, you're the captain, make the call. Who would you put the C next to?
Before he does that, JJ, AFL Fantasy Expert, what's written on my page there as captain?
Max Gawn, my captain this week. And I'm actually going to agree with you, Stephen. I feel as
if
Max is going to get a lot of hit-outs this week because Lobie comes back in and you'd think he's going to do at least 50 or 60%. And Max, he has the height. He's 200 and, what is he, 208?
208.
And whilst Matty Lobie's going to try and work his body, you'd think that Gawn's going to get a lot of hand on ball. And his marking last week against the Hawks was outstanding. So I don't know if you follow me. I don't know much about it, but Gawn for me.
Oh, I agree with you, Bixie. The thing about Gawn, he averages about 40 to 45 hit-outs a game. So there's already half a score, you know. There's 45 points already. So
kick some goals.
Throwing 8 contested marks like he took last week, and that's why he's getting up around 144.
Mm. I've gone Gawn as well. I think he'll have a ripper against Port Adelaide. Hey, JJ, my son texted to ask me this question. He had Delidio in, so Delidio's out. He wants to know, should he put Dowhouse in?
Absolutely. I had Dalhouse earlier in the season. He missed about a month, I reckon it was, with the medial ligament injury, and I kept him, hung on to him, and he did bounce straight back against Geelong a couple of weeks ago. So,
done.
Really nice mid forward, gives you a bit of flexibility. He's best. He was in that group that scored under 85 last week, so he's got some making up to do for us. But he's a quality young player, and the Bulldogs need him to stand up.
Do I jump off Pendlebury?
It was a concern. He looked like he was quite injured this time Friday night last week. You certainly would have jumped off him, but Nathan Buckley thinks it's not as serious. But superstars are superstars for a reason, so hang with him.
Okay. Now, I'm guessing you would have set the alarm clock this morning and not missed the Boomers versus the Team USA, but I'm not sure about training. Were you able to get a glimpse of it live or not?
I saw the first half. Quite lucky in the lovely Toyota Kluger. I've got the live feed through 7Rio. They're playing the Olympics live through the digital radio. So that was quite cool to listen to that. Andrew Gaze and John Casey on the way to training. But I thought the Aussies, like everyone, they did really well. But the American guys, it's not the most well constructed American team I've ever seen. They haven't really got any playmakers. They all sort of want to do their own thing, and the Aussies played about as well as we can play. If we get within 10 points of them again, it's a good effort because it means we'll probably have a silver medal.
Mm. I reckon we'll knock them off next time.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure about that, Stephen.
Fair call. Well, the Team USA was $1, and the Aussies were $26 for Ladbrokes. Gamble responsibly. So,
well, who won?
Yeah, exactly, yeah, right.
That's why they're bookies, and that's why they're rich.
That's why JJ said I wouldn't be so sure, Stephen.
And just a quick one, Hard Knocks. What's going on? Who's the next series going to be on?
Yeah, the new LA Rams. The Rams have moved from St. Louis to LA, the glitz and glam of Hollywood. So Hard Knocks cameras have been, or are going to be, with those guys for the training camp, the month of training camp, the preseason. I'm not sure if you've caught Hard Knocks before, fellas, but probably the best sports sort of documentary viewing reality TV that I've ever watched. And every year, it doesn't matter who the team is, but as I said, a new team in Los Angeles, this one should be great. Comes out about every Thursday, and you can watch them for the next month. And unbelievable viewing.
And what's going on with the Hall of Fame game? Has it been cancelled?
Yeah, so every year the NFL inducts, like we do here in the AFL, they induct half a dozen or so into the NFL, and then two teams play a Hall of Fame game as a bit of a tribute and to get the NFL season underway, in a sense. And someone at the field where they were going to play decided to use a type of paint that, when it was put onto the field, onto the grass, it turned it basically into concrete. So the game had to be cancelled.
Who's the clown that did that?
Same bloke who did the census.
Well, I reckon it's the same bloke that bloody put the footer on at the pool in Rio. It went green.
Whoever it is, bro, he's looking for a job right about now, I reckon, because, yeah, everyone, you know, the hundreds or tens of millions of Americans chomping at the bit for a game of NFL football, only to see it cancelled because the paint was turning to concrete.
That is ridiculous. Hey, before we let you go, JJ, in the huddle, the blog,
yes.
When are we getting that on commercial radio? Any breakthroughs there with Lynchy and you?
Yeah, well, we're working on you guys. You're driving a hard bargain there at 5-0-0. Oh, no. We're hoping to get on there shortly, but you can get it. You can get on iTunes when you're not listening to the Bix and Rowie show. You jump on iTunes and download at In the Huddle AU and have a listen to us and see what you think.
That's exactly right.
Great work,
tens
JJ.
Of maybe tens of people are doing it and loving it, and we'll get that up to hundreds. Let's hope.
Yeah. Hey, JJ, safe travels to Perth. Have a good one, and I hope you have a good win. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Joshy Jenkins, our AFL fantasy expert.